Welcome to the Power Is Now Radio. Your host and founder of the Power Is Now Incorporated, Eric Frazier.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Power Is Now. My name is Eric Frazier, and welcome to The Power Lunch. This is a special edition of The Power Is Now online radio and TV, and I appreciate those of you who are real estate professionals who are joining us today because this show is for you. For those of you who are visiting for the first time, The Power Is Now is a media company, but also a real estate and mortgage division. My name is Eric Frazier, and I'm the president and CEO of The Power Is Now. Our license number as a real estate company is 1980407, and as a mortgage company, our license with the MLS is 1435243. I am the president and broker for The Power Is Now Mortgage Services, and my individual license number is 461807 from the MLS. I'm also the real estate broker for The Power Is Now Real Estate Services, and my license number is 0114384. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Thank you for taking time out of your lunch. We call this the Power Lunch because we hope to empower you with some information about real estate and about the industry and kind of what we're doing here at The Power Is Now, and also to tell you about what's going to be happening tonight on our Power Is Now online seminar for first-time home buyers. Now, for those of you who are watching live on Facebook, please connect with me. Please share the link to your fellow real estate professionals. In fact, tune in with us every Tuesday. I promise you we'll share something that will inform you about what's going on in the industry or with real estate in general. So, those of you who are joining me right now, please say hello. Drop me a quick note, and again, thank you for your time. So let's get started. You know, in the news here recently is about manufactured housing, and you know, I am not a fan of manufactured housing. I'm not. Out of all the different types of real estate you can purchase, manufactured housing is the most affordable, but it appreciates at the lowest possible rate. And there are some other challenges associated with it. It's just simply not as desirable. And for that reason, the demand for it is not so high. But with the rise in the price of housing, and now we're beginning to see the rise in interest rates and the lack of new construction happening, affordable new construction. There is new construction occurring, but it's not affordable at all. We're finding that manufactured homes may be the only alternative for many people. And it's something that as a real estate broker, you know, I've never recommended a person to buy a manufactured home. I don't recommend people to buy condominiums. Those are the two types of properties that I would never recommend to anyone if they have the ability to do better. And that is to start with a single family home, minimum 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, alternative choice, 2 bedrooms, 1 bath, but you want to start with a single family home. And now even today, and if you've been following The Power Is Now, you know we don't even promote single family homes for first time home buyers. We are trying to get every buyer that gets approved with us into a 4-unit property or a 3-unit property, but ideally a 4-unit property. And the reason for that is because it's their first home. It's a starter home. And believe it or not, it's easier to qualify in certain areas for units than it is for a single family home. I mean, that sounds crazy, doesn't it? Because most people think that it requires more money, it's more challenging to buy a 4-unit property than it is to buy a single family home. And I'm telling you folks, it is simply not the case. I've done seminars on this. In fact, I just did a seminar Sunday night on this at the public library, and we talked about this very issue. It is not, but that's another discussion. What I wanted to share with you with what the recent news about manufactured housing, because let's face it, for those of us who have been recommending single family homes, for those of us who have been promoting, you know, units or, you know, houses versus condos, condos for sure versus a manufactured home. I would rather see a person try to get into a condo if they couldn't get into a manufactured home. All right. But If you live in Northern California, if you live in Orange County, if you live in Los Angeles, you're sitting there on the sidelines just watching prices just go up and up and up, and I don't see any end in sight. What's happening is really unbelievable, folks. It's the appreciation that's taken place in California is really unbelievable. And for those of us who own our homes in California, well, we're loving it. Because clearly our properties are going to be part of our portfolio, right? Are going to be part of our portfolio for retirement and are to leave to our children. So we're building wealth because of this incredible appreciation that's taken place. So good to see many of you joining in on Facebook Live. And thank you again so much for your time. And I want to say hello to Shay Hill. Shay, I hope you had a wonderful event. I didn't get a chance to make it. But I hope you had a wonderful cruise event. Now, in this report, this is a recent report from, let's see here, let me pull it up here. Manufactured homes could ease the affordable housing crisis. So why are so few being made? And so this came out January 29th. And in this report, it talks about financial or manufactured housing being the most inexpensive or the least expensive types of housing, and how it could be the answer to the housing shortage that exists right now. Manufactured housing is 35 to 47% cheaper than a regular home in terms of the cost per square footage. And so the affordability is definitely there. So let's see here. Manufactured homes shipped each year has gone from averaging $242,000 per year between 1977 and 1993 to just about 92,500 units in 2017. So there's been a huge drop in terms of the construction or manufacturing of manufactured homes, almost more than half, 242,000 between 77 and 1993 to 92,500 units in 2017. So before 1977, manufactured housing was unregulated at the national level. And in 1997, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development implemented the first federal construction standards after passage of the 1974 Manufactured Housing Construction and Safety Standard Act. So what these standards did was made manufactured housing more efficient, energy efficient, fire safety, transportability, material construction quality. It made a big difference. And you can't make a loan really on a manufactured home that's older than 1997. So these codes really improve the quality of manufactured homes. And I have to admit, I've visited some manufactured homes, and I'm kind of amazed how beautiful these homes are, especially the triple wides and what they can do. I mean, it really looks amazing. And so the goal now is to turn the tide here or flip the script to increase the shipments of these manufactured homes and to improve the desirability of their manufactured homes. But unfortunately, the problem is, you know, the cost of land. You know, if you want to get a 30-year fixed rate, low interest mortgage, you have to buy the land and the home, and it has to be permanently affixed to the property. And otherwise, you finance it like personal property. And believe it or not, there's an interesting statistic here that says over 65% of manufactured homes are financed as personal property, and so it's not real property because it's not attached permanently to the ground. And in order for it to be real property, it has to be permanently affixed to the ground. And so there are three reasons manufactured housing production remains low. Number one, restrictive zoning. About 34% of new manufactured homes are in communities, while the rest are on privately owned land, often owned by the person who owns a manufactured home or by a relative. And the restrictive zoning just makes it more difficult to build new manufactured housing communities, particularly in areas where there is good jobs and schools and public transportation. And I'm sure that there are, you know, groups like Not In My Backyard and other, you know, organizations who are fighting the creation of manufactured home or the allowing of manufactured homes to be built in their neighborhood. Number two, restrictive and unavailable financing. And so when you get a chattel loan or a personal loan to get a manufactured home, you're limited to 10, 15, or 20 years. If it's permanently affixed to the ground, now you can get a 30-year fixed rate mortgage. That way you can buy a much nicer home. And then some lenders have credit overlays in that they will not finance it, even if it is fixed to the ground. They just won't finance it at all. There are many lenders that won't provide down payment assistance on manufactured homes. And if the home is too small, like a single wide as opposed to a double or triple wide, they won't finance it. And so these are some of the other headwinds that make it difficult to get manufactured homes financed. Now, of course, those two reasons are also reasons why the desirability and the marketability of these homes are a challenge as well. And then the third reason is lower appreciation. These homes simply do not appreciate at the same rate that single-family homes do. And that may change as density increases, as what little land that's available to build in areas where people want to live, once that's built out and the only thing that remains are the are manufactured homes that are affordable, or you just, you know, bite the bullet and pay top dollar for a condo or a townhome, we'll see then, just simply because of demand and affordability, we'll see manufactured homes begin to rise. So HUD is getting involved, and they're looking at changing the guidelines around this under the fulfillment of their duty to serve obligation. And so they're going to focus on manufactured homes. And there's been a recent press release. You can find that. Just Google it online about revisiting their regulatory controls and guidelines for this. And hopefully that will, you know, affect also the financing of it. Perhaps HUD will get into financing manufactured homes, even though they're not affixed to real properties. Who knows? They might actually get into that business and try to make an impact on what's happening with housing. Folks, there is a crisis happening in California. And but for those of you who are watching and are listening, The Powers Now is licensed to sell real estate and to do loans only in California. And hopefully we'll be expanding to other areas soon. But there is a crisis occurring in California. And that crisis is exacerbated by the fact that there are groups and organizations who are fighting new construction projects because the need to build multiple unit projects. And with that, in the eyes of many, come crime and lower income and what have you. But the reality is that there is a tremendous shortage of affordable housing for the extremely low and the low income. In fact, California has the highest poverty rate of any state in the United States. And we have the lowest homeownership rate for African Americans and Latinos in any state. 35% for African Americans and Latinos, I believe, is 43%. And so there's a crisis happening, and it looks like manufactured housing is going to be one of the solutions. The other solution is to build more affordable housing. And according to a recent study by the state of California, based on the current development of new projects, we are over a million units short. Over a million units short. In order to just get back to equilibrium, we need to build over a million units between now and 2025. And so is that possible? It is possible. Will it happen? We're not sure. I was at a debate a governor's candidate forum in Los Angeles last week, and I heard some interesting solutions being proposed by some of the candidates. The former mayor, Antonio Villaraigosa, talked about issuing new bonds for housing. And then one of the other candidates talked about not issuing new bonds because California already has too much debt, but streamlining the application process and eliminating all the fees that make it difficult for builders to build. So who knows what the final solution is going to be, but we do know that we need real solutions. The Urban Institute believes that the stimulus from the 2018-20 implementation of Fannie and Freddie's underserved market plans and the fulfillment of the duty to serve obligation, which focuses on manufactured housing, may boost production of manufactured homes. So that's a quote from the press release issued by HUD today. And let's see if it happens, if manufactured homes become a real opportunity for people to get into homes that can't afford to buy right now. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about this in more detail, in addition to talking about the process of buying a home, getting started. What do you need to do? You know, so often when people, when agents refer clients to us or people contact us directly, or someone sits in one of the seminars that I put on, the question I get, okay, so what's next? How do I get started? What is the process? What do I need to do? Right? So I decided tonight, I'm going to talk about that. The process of getting started and buying a home. What do you need to get ready? What do you need to have? Right? And then once you get into the process, what do you need to do? And then after you've gotten the pre-approval, what are some of the rules that you need to be aware of that could affect your pre-approval, rules you need to follow? So I'm going to cover all of that tonight at 7 o'clock. So please tune in. For those of you who are real estate professionals and you like to work with buyers, we have this program. It's every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, where I'm just sharing information on every program that you can imagine on how to get into a home. And all you have to do is just have your client go to Facebook. Right. Same channel we're on right now, facebook.com/thepowersnow. For those of you listening on Blog Talk Radio, just go to facebook.com/thepowersnow or connect with me on Facebook, Eric Lawrence Frazier, MBA, or The Power Is Now. And listen at 7 o'clock. Take notes. Get your questions answered. In fact, if you have questions, you can answer them. Ask the questions in the chat room, and I'll be more than happy to respond to your questions. And to try to be as detailed as possible in the answering of your question verbally. So for those of you who may have questions tonight or right now, please do not hesitate to ask any questions about anything I've talked about so far. So tonight, we're going to be talking about the process. 7 o'clock sharp, and it'll go from 7 to 8 o'clock. Please tune in, invite fellow agents, because the shows that I do at 7 o'clock are not just for consumers, but they're for real estate agents as well, to learn more about the process and getting your buyers approved for a loan. Tomorrow, we're having a special Facebook Live at 1 p.m. tomorrow. If you are a real estate professional and you know you're 1 month into the year and you didn't make that move in December and you're still thinking about making a move, I want you to consider The Power Is Now. I believe we have a lot to offer and supporting agents and growing their business. And so we're going to be doing a recruiting seminar live on Facebook at 1 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow, Facebook Live, The Power Is Now. So please tune in. And if you're interested in learning more about The Power Is Now and our career opportunity, go to thepowersnow.com. ThePowerIsNow.com, and you'll find under careers on the menu bar, not only the positions we have available, but you'll learn about the free marketing benefits we provide to agents. Under the frequency asked questions, you'll find all the questions you would ever ask. I promise you. In fact, if you have a question that's not there, I want to know about it, and we'll make sure we add it to the frequency asked questions that it addresses compensation and everything, right? And then there's a video. There's actually a video there as well that talks about the marketing benefits and how we support agents. So please tune in tomorrow at 1 p.m. on Facebook Live. We're also getting ready to launch the February issue of the magazine, and please check out the January issue. I'm on the cover for the January issue. Now, there's some great articles, and of course, meet some of our new agents that have joined the team, the listings that are in there in the Power Is Now magazine. I mean, by the way, folks, the Power Is Now magazine is a free e-zine. It's on the issue, issuu.com, the issue platform. We have hundreds of thousands of people that read this magazine, hundreds of thousands. And so it's a great resource for many people to get information, to learn about real estate, and to learn about great deals that are for sale. So please check out the January issue, and the February issue will be coming soon. If you like to write, if you're a real estate agent, doesn't matter what company you work for, if you're a great writer, please send us your articles. We'll be happy to publish your articles. It'll be a great way to get some free advertising in the Power Is Now magazine if you are a great writer. So check it out. The January issue is still up, and the February issue is coming very soon. You can go to thepenmagazine.com to go direct, or you can go to thepowersnow.com, and on the homepage, scroll down, you'll see the magazine. Also coming up is the workshop. It's a workshop. We just concluded a workshop in Orange County at the Fullerton Library. Donald Drake, agent with Berkshire Hathaway and president of Black in the OC. It's a social club of Black professionals in Orange County. If you're not familiar with them, go to bnoc.org and check it out. Black in the OC, Donald Drake is the president. And we had a great turnout. Lots of wonderful questions. It was a fantastic event. Already we have people in the process working on getting pre-approved. And I appreciate Mr. Drake and all those who participated on Sunday. It was a wonderful event. So we're going to be doing it again. It's going to be in Harbor City. If you go to thepowerisnow.com and look under events, you'll find all of our seminars there. Or you can register for any of our home buyer seminar events by going to Buy Homes Seminar, Buy Homes Seminars, with a plural, buyhomeseminars.com. And there you can register to attend any of our homeownership home buyer workshops. So the next one is going to be in Harbor City, March 11th. And then we have another one on March 18th in Long Beach. And of course, we're going to be participating in the month of February at various Black History events, both in Orange County and Riverside County. If you are looking for, if you would like to have a home buyer seminar in your area, please reach out to me or to Christina Kimball. Christina Kimball, you can go to thepoweredisnow.com and look under About Us and see the Power Team. And there you'll find Christina Kimball. She manages all the events that we conduct both here in Southern California and Northern California. So March 11th in Harbor City, March 18th, Long Beach, go to buyhomeseminars.com to get more detail. So finally, I want to encourage those of you who are connected with churches to reach out to the pastor and to see if they would be interested in us coming in and conducting a series of seminars. Folks, I believe, you know, being a member of the church and being a pastor for many years, and I believe the church carries a great deal of influence and its ability to help people. And the area that many churches are failing in right now is addressing the number one need faced by all of their parishioners, and that is housing. That is the number one issue that every family, man, woman, individual, are married. They wake up in the morning, and that is the number one thing on their mind, housing. The cost of rent is 50% of the average household family's income. 50% the cost of housing. And so it is an issue that needs to be addressed. And there are many people who are renting when they should be buying. There are many people that could be buying if they just implement a few strategies. So they need mentoring, they need coaching. We provide all of that. So if you're interested in the Powers Now coming to your church or your nonprofit, please reach out to us. We'll be happy to come and to share the information that we have to help people become homeowners. So thank you for watching the Power Lunch. And certainly, if you would share this this presentation today, share this information via Facebook. Also, go to our YouTube channel. We have The Power Is Now on YouTube. YouTube.com/The Power Is Now. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you'll find this video presentation as well as many other video presentations in which I'm talking about loan programs and just various things that are strictly around the issue of buying a home, getting qualified for a home, or what's happening in real estate. Also, some interviews with industry leaders who are also talking about the challenges or the opportunities or the solutions to help people, consumers, become homeowners. So that's youtube.com/thepowerisnow. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and share this information. Well, that concludes our Power Lunch. I hope you had a great lunch. Remember to drink water and eat healthy, because we need to be around, you know, for the future, right? And also remember that we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. The power is now. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful day. See you tonight on The Power Is Now Live Facebook Online First Time Home Buyer Seminar.
You've been listening to The Power Is Now Radio. For more information about the show, check us out at thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.